The Mets trying to snap a four-game skid, taking on the Giants' Seth Lugo on the hill, but he would get it done at the plate in the second with the game tied at one facing Ty Block.
Pulled down to third, past Gillespie and down the line. Duda goes to third, he'll be waved on in. Lugo heads to second base, he's in with an RBI double, and the Mets go back in front 2-1.
2-1 pitch is rammed in the air deep to left, soaring towards the wall, giving it a look at Slater. This ball's gone. Yoenis Cespedes makes it 5-1 New York with a long two-run homer to left field. Conforto the runner at second, 1-2 the count to Darnell. Now the pitch, swinging a loop shot right field. This ball is down as well and heading into that corner one more time. A run scores. Darnell to second base, legging it out, belly flopping in. It's 7-1. A six-run top of the second inning. They're knocking this guy's block off.
Cespedes drives one to center, chasing Span back, and it's over his head and off the base of the wall. Granderson is in. Cespedes with an RBI double, his third hit and his third RBI of the night.
The Mets snap their four-game skid, pounding out 20 hits as they hammer the Giants 11-4. The 11 runs equals their total over their four-game skid. Five different Mets have three hits, including Yoenis Cespedes. He notches three hits and three RBIs. Seth Lugo the win, allowing four runs in 5 2/3 frames. The Giants have now dropped 10 of 11. The Mets snapped their losing streak. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
Well, very impressed. They know they got their work cut out for them. Their backs are against the wall, and they dug a deep hole. And today's the first step. So they played well, and Seth kept us in the game, and that's been it. We got some big hits early.
Seth Lugo, for the last couple of games, has thrown more curveballs than we're used to him seeing. Is that something that you've noticed him really trying to work on in particular?
Well, I think the game plan set down by he and Dan, they talk about what they've got to do. So, it might have been one of those situations where, today he just wanted to use his curveball a little bit. We've got to be careful. He's just a elbow situation. We don't want him to overthrow too many fastballs. But I thought tonight he executed his pitches well.
Did Jerry want to get back in the game immediately after yesterday?
He did. We had to get Addy in. He hasn't pitched in 5 days. So both those guys, it's important to get him back in there tonight.
Jerry, how did Cabrera look at second base, and once the game started, did you notice any lingering effect from anything?
Mike, first of all, I know he can play second base. I watched him take ground balls today, and he's got tremendous hands. You've seen him. You know how good his hands are. I know he can play second. I know he can play it very, very well. I don't think there's any. I told you before the game, he's a professional. I understand he's not happy with playing there. I get that. I understand that. But I knew when he took the field, he was going to go play. And that's what he did.
Seth Lugo picks up the win and also notches an RBI double. He spoke after.
Well, over the bullpen a couple days ago, command was really good, and I was warming up today, so decided to use it a lot since I was throwing it to both sides of the plate.
In general, a lot of off-speed tonight. Was that a game plan thing, or was that a feel for you?
I don't know. It's the first time I started the game against Travis, and that's just the kind of way we went with it, and it was working, so just going to stay there.
It was nice to see all those runs you guys had, and sort of, I guess it made your case a little easier, but of course you also helped throw pods tonight as well.
Yeah, it always makes it easy when an offense can put up numbers like that. I was a little disappointed in myself for walking a couple in the sixth with a 9-run lead. So that's something I got to be better at.
Up next, the series against the Giants continues on Saturday with Jacob DeGrom on the hill.